From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Do you hear that? It's been unusually quiet on Wall Street these days. What is behind what some are calling the quietest stock market in decades?
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
The headline said it all. This is the quietest stock market in decades. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Wardock. And the man who has written a story to go along with that headline is Ben Eisen. He's a reporter at the Wall Street Journal. He is on the money and investing team. So, Ben, your story about how we are in this quiet period is defined by what? Are we talking about volume, trading range? What? What defines quiet?
Well, it's interesting, John. Pretty much everything you look at seems to show that there is, that it really is very quiet out there. So you name it. If you have, you look at volume, it's down substantially, even by August standards, which are typically a little bit lower than some of the other months. If you look at trading ranges, we've seen stocks trade in very narrow ranges, sometimes moving just tiny slivers of a percentage point. So it's been very quiet no matter how you slice and dice it here.
Is this just because of summer vacations, or could there be something else going on?
Well, typically, August is one of those months where people tend to be out of the office, so you do have some of that slowdown. That said, it's not always a slowdown in August. If you recall last year, we had August 24th, where the stock market took a huge dive, and there was a lot of fluctuations going on in the market. So I think this month is sort of a function of the fact that, you know, you don't have any of those huge catalysts for a big move right now, and you also have kind of a sense of calm brought on by the fact that the Federal Reserve hasn't lifted rates in a while, yet you have the economic data a bit getting stronger. So there's really doesn't seem to be much of a reason to fret now. That said, who knows what will happen in the months to come.
Yeah, famous last words, right?
Exactly.
Now, you mentioned the Federal Reserve. It seems as though we are in a holding pattern for the time being. Maybe on Friday we get a very strong jobs report, and then that, I would assume, touches off all sorts of speculation about will the Fed hike rates in September. And then from there, we probably are also going to have some presidential debates that could create some fireworks. So I would expect more volatility ahead.
It's definitely a possibility. When you look at September and October, those tend to be some of the more volatile months. That said, you know, one of the analysts I talked to who looked at September's after particularly quiet August showed that September's typically have had pretty large gains after those Augusts. So it's you know, it's a toss up what happens, and of course all of it depends upon you know, what happens with that jobs report, what continues to happen with economic data, whether the Fed decides to lift interest rates at its September meeting, and yes, all the other risks that are sort of out there on the horizon.
What's your sense? Could this be the quiet before the storm?
You know, it's definitely possible. It's hard to know one way or the other, though.
Yeah. Now, getting back to the idea of low trading volume, is there anything that's going to create a spike anytime soon?
In trading volume itself, I mean, you have, you know, I mean, one thing that's happened is just that it's because it's so low. You know, you have to have a pickup eventually in trading volume. You also, you know, you tend to get a lot of trading going on sort of around some of these key economic events. So, I think some of the key events to watch will be the Friday jobs report and the Federal Reserve meeting later in September. So those you could definitely see pick up in trading volume.
And narrow trading range here, like the S&P has been in a very, very narrow range, hasn't it?
It definitely has. You know, one interesting way of looking at the data was one of the analysts I talked to you know, looked at the number of consecutive days in which the S&P 500 has stayed within this trading range of 0.75%. That's sort of the gap between the high and low of the day. And, you know, through last Thursday, you had 17 such days where it didn't, the market didn't fluctuate by more than 0.75%. So that's really a very small range there, and that was a record number of consecutive days. So, interesting phenomenon.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been, I would say, a welcome relief given all the volatility of earlier this year, especially the way the year started on Wall Street.
Definitely, definitely. And it certainly allows people to go away for vacation and not worry about what's happening on the trading desk.
It's almost like we have a split personality with what's going on with investing this year. You had the tremendous declines to start the year, and then you had a recovery starting in February. Things have been on solid ground. Then you had the uncertainty with Brexit, and now we have the uncertainty potentially with the Fed or the presidential race or something else like that.
Definitely. There's definitely been a lot of sort of singular risks on the horizon. People talk about these binary events like Brexit and the U.S. presidential elections. And then you also have the Federal Reserve, which, you know, is really just readjusting the market to the idea that interest rates can go up as well as down. So all of these things, you know, it's possible for them to create a lot of market turbulence. It's also possible that because they're so well telegraphed, that market turbulence doesn't last all that long, you know, as we saw with the Brexit vote.
And what's your sense for everyday investors when they hear about all this quiet activity on Wall Street? I'm sure everyday investors, for the most part, are at the beach or wherever. Should they start paying attention soon?
Definitely, definitely. It's always important to stay on top of what's going on in your portfolio. And just because volatility is as low as it is, definitely doesn't mean it'll last, per se.
He's Ben Eisen. He is a reporter on the money and investing team at The Wall Street Journal. Ben, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, John.
Ben joining us from our newsroom in New York. And I'm John Wardock, and this has been Your Money Matters from The Wall Street Journal.
Got an Amazon Echo? Or an Amazon Tap? Listen to The Wall Street Journal as part of your flash briefing. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.